Hi, Foxies. The episode you're trying to listen to is right around the corner, but first, we need your help. You may have noticed that there are no ads during The Fox and the Foxhound. We prefer this, being ad haters ourselves, but we need your help to keep it that way. If you love this show, please consider signing up as a patron at patreon.com/thefoxandthefoxhound. We have Patreon tiers starting at just $1 a month. And not only will you get fun extra content and an unedited cut of every episode 2 days early, you'll be directly responsible for keeping the show going in all of its ad-free glory. Thanks to all of our existing patrons, past patrons, and hopefully future patrons. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to The Fox and the Foxhound. It's a very special edition. Hot Wands.
Yes, welcome Wandies.
Never been called Wandies, but okay. No. This is our illustrious host, Josh Bailey, also known as our Manager of Mischief.
Or Minister of Magic, as Kev says.
But or Minister of Magic.
We'll go either way.
Minister of Magic, Magicianry?
Magicianry.
It's been many different things.
We're magicians.
So what are we doing today, Josh?
Well, we are playing a little game called Hot Wands, which is a game of spicy spells and even spicier questions. and we'll be traversing through 8, personally selected by the 3 of us, but mostly Kevin, hot sauces, which range from flavorful but not so spicy to apparently melt your face off.
Like 850,000 Scoville units or something.
I thought it was hotter than that.
I think it's like there's a range. I don't know how it's
determined. Somebody said the word million at some point yesterday, and I think that's a lot of heat. So
too much. It's too much. Yes. But we're going to do it. And while we are making our way through these hot sauces, you are going to be asking us very spicy questions.
Spicy questions. I guess they're spicy.
I mean, not necessarily like provocative questions.
No, I'm not going to ask like those types of questions.
Oh, thank God.
there was a call for them in the Foxies, and I just said, no.
Foxies.
Dirty little Foxies. They're feeling foxy.
They're feeling frisky.
They're probably over 40 and feeling foxy.
This is foxy before dark.
Yes. It is light outside. So this is Fox and the Foxhound before dark.
Fox and the Foxhound foreplay.
No, this is the Fox and the Foxhound, a reasonable hour.
Is there a space off this couch that I can move to?
So, okay, maybe we should just...
I look much shorter than you because of where
I'm
sitting.
Yes, you do. It's now normally...
I need a booster seat.
You do? Oh, that's cute. So let's do this.
I'm going to dive into our first.
Okay,
let's go.
So our first sauce is... Kev, do you want to introduce the sauce?
Yeah, this is made by my buddy Travis, who's in a band called Total Bullshit. Check them out wherever you find your music. And it's very, very mild, but very flavorful. So I thought this would be a fun one to start out with.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. So we're going to...
And we are eating plant-based chicken nuggets. I will not give you the brand. I will only say that they're pretty bland.
which is... admittedly good, you know, because we don't want to compete with the flavor.
That's about as generous as you ever need to be moving forward.
Oh, this is for both of us. Still. Okay. Yeah. It still stands. All right.
Yeah. Careful.
Okay. So, total bullshit. So we need to cheers our nuggets.
Cheers our nuggets.
Cheers.
By these nuggets combined.
Okay. Diving in. I feel confident about this one. I'm not worried about it.
Oh, it does have good flavor.
Yeah.
Vinegary. Very nice. Very nice.
Are you sommelier-ing the hot sauce?
Yes.
Okay.
It's all content, Josh.
All right. So for an opening question with a not super spicy sauce, leads to a not super spicy question. So over the course of the show, which has been going on for now 2.5 years, 3 years?
About three.
Almost 3 years. You've recast 16 actors in the series. You've been replacing any number of British actors from the Harry Potter series with a smattering of Americans. I want you to think about 2 more Americans that should be put into any of the roles in the Harry Potter universe. yourselves. Oh. Who would you cast yourself as in the Harry Potter universe? And then who would you cast each other as?
We are playing this role in the movie?
Yes, and you'd be the right age for it at the right time. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crap. Well, there's not a lot of female roles that are like my age, really.
Mm. But you could like, let's say you could, like, when the role was there, you would be the right age for it.
Okay, so I would like to cast myself as Trelawney. I think that would be really fun, and I could make a lot of very strange faces, mm-hmm. which I'm prone to do. Who would you cast yourself as?
I think I would like to be Barty Crouch Jr.
Ooh, oh,
I think you would lick your lips a whole lot less, which would be a smart
would be an improvement, let's choice. Be honest.
Yes. I have to say, there's a little heat on the tongue right now, a little precursor.
Little tingle, little murmur.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, who would you cast me as?
How would you cast Amanda?
Oh, you know what I would do? I would cast her as Dolores Umbridge.
How fucking dare you?
I think that you love to do roles that stretch who you are and play opposite of your personality and opposite of your type.
She's described as having a toad-like face, so I appreciate it. Thank you. Well,
totally pretty.
I would cast you as James Potter.
Ooh. Jimmy P?
Jimmy P.
That's Lily's boy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Would you give him a larger role in the movie since you're...
Yes, I would.
So
yes.
Not just like snarky flashbacks?
And also just not like in a portrait. Like, yeah. What
but he hell? Had glasses on.
Right. And I just think, you could pull off the like, ultimately a good guy. I realize that's debatable to you. But, you know, still had a spicy streak.
Mm. Yes. Yeah. Spicy streak.
Nice. Spicy streak. Does that answer your question?
I mean, there was no right answer, so we'll say it did.
Okay. Are we ready for number two? Yes,
for number two sauce.
I really like this one.
You want to introduce? This is an Italian hot sauce called Farelli. It makes me think of Sweeney Todd. Try Farelli's magical elixir. Ew. Yes, it does the trick, sir. It looks like the ingredients of this, what they call bad boy, is roasted red peppers, some balsamic vinegar, some apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, so very acidic. But it also has dried pectin, and so there's a little bit of sweetness to it also.
It's really nice.
It's really good.
I tried this one yesterday. Yeah. This is, according to the label, it's a medium on the heat scale. I think that's debatable.
Like an American medium? Or and, like a,
you know I think it's a weak medium. Okay.
Ooh. Whoop.
Nice and nice and thick.
Uh-oh.
She said. Okay. Go for it. Delicious. This is the part that I'm still enjoying myself. Like, yeah, this is the
flavor
part
is really nice.
Delicious.
Like, we've broke it into tiers. So I think for the first three, you'll be
here's
okay.
There's a nug for you.
And there'll be nothing but tears afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go full Farelli.
All right.
Full Farelli. I want a lot of this.
Ooh, that's a really good flavor.
Nice, huh? Mm-hmm. It's like deep.
Mm-hmm. Robust.
Robust.
Robustico.
That's the word I'm looking for. Is it on the jar? Did you get that? Okay. No.
I just you said Italian, so I added an O to the end of it.
I feel like that's probably correct.
All right. So for a robust sauce with just a little bit of heat, over the course of the podcast, we've heard many stories about your relationship and they've been all out of order, but that's okay. Inquiring minds would like to know, this question comes from Sophie Badger.
Badger. Badger, don't give up.
When was the moment or series of moments, because we know it's often not one light bulb moment, when you knew the other was the one?
Ooh. Oh, I know what my answer is for this. Do you know what your answer is?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll let you go first.
Okay. So there was a Halloween event at the bar where I worked, which shall remain nameless, where the proprietor of said the proprietor of said bar, I'm gonna have an office moment.
Yeah.
The proprietor thought it was a great idea to $20 all you can drink. And I was, I think, the only bartender. I think maybe someone else came on later. It doesn't matter. At any rate, this man, my husband, not at the time, came in with his cousin Brandon. Brandon's great. We're on great terms now. But Brandon had gotten a little too drunk that night and was not happy with my decision to cut him off.
As and, most people weren't.
Right. No one's ever happy with that decision. And he had like an empty
thing, plastic cup. I was gonna say glass, but we didn't have glass at this bar. Plastic cup with ice, and kind of like shoved it towards me. And this man took him by the arm and left the bar with him and then came back inside just to apologize to me. And he like did not know me very well. We were like friends-ish.
Yeah.
And I'd always been very curious about him. But that was...
She was Kev like, curious.
I was Kev curious. Yeah. But I thought that was a really excellent moment.
Okay.
What about you?
Mine was at the same bar, singing karaoke. And I would often sing things and look at her very awkwardly because she loves things like that. And I was singing the song that says, "Don't go thinking that I don't want you, because baby, I do." And I saw that she was looking at me and that she was responding to the song. And she gave a little like, "Oh, for me."
Very
and
coy.
She looked like a 40s pinup girl, and I was so in love. Oh.
Little River Band lady.
LRB.
In case you're or LRB.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yay.
Good. We'll get, there's more questions about relationship points, but they get a little spicy.
Oh!
So not super spicy, but we'll start off with the easy one. All right, our third sauce.
Okay. What's our third sauce?
It's not even open.
We've not unwrapped it.
This is a Whole Foods standard.
Yes, the Williamson.
This is what they have over by the forks and everything at Whole Foods. It's like their table.
Yeah.
Yes. Hot yes. Sauce. And it's kind of a class. Like, what would you compare it to?
Maybe like a Tabasco, yeah. But with a little bit more of a soury mm-hmm. kind of taste.
See, I was thinking like Texas Pete. Or...
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it is closer to like a Texas like Pete.
Yeah.
It's
so
not like Cholula, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's pretty good.
We almost got Cholula.
Oh, I love Cholula. Not that I'm. Like,
but I would have eaten the whole bottle yesterday.
Okay.
Oh God.
There you
Hello.
Go.
Hello.
Hello.
There we go.
And what is it called, Josh?
This is Williamson Bros. Hot Sauce.
Oh, I didn't hold it to the camera. Whoops. Sorry. Nice. Yes, thank you. Okay. We can get it on that side.
Oh, come on. There we go. Oh, God. Okay. It's like, yes. Once it starts, it won't stop.
All right. I'll grab a nugget for my dear.
Nuggets.
Toast. Here we go.
Try nugs.
Things are heating up. Yes.
God, I want a big old chomp.
Mm-hmm.
Your standard hot sauce.
It's like Crystal. You know the Louisiana?
Oh, yeah.
Crystal with a K?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Interesting.
I just feel like so confident still.
That's good. We're working
you know, we're
to
easing you into it. This is our, we just finished our first tier.
Mm-hmm.
And so our final first tier question. If you had a free hour in your life with no responsibility beyond doing something of your choosing each day,
ooh.
How would you spend that hour?
Every day?
You have 1 hour where you can do whatever you want.
But it has to be the same thing?
Mm.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, so you've got to pick one thing, and it's something mm-hmm. that you have, you do consistently every yeah. day. Ooh.
Because I know time is of the, like, right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Is money a factor?
No, sure. No. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, so money's not a factor. I would get a half-hour massage every day. A half hour, because then I could build in travel time. Because I don't want to do a massage in my house, necessarily.
Right, yeah.
That's what I would do.
I would probably choose gardening or a full hour of ERT on a classic wooden roller coaster.
Oh, so wow. He's apparating, apparently.
That's fine. I mean, I didn't say travel was no option, but sure.
Okay, all right.
This
every
is a
day
space.
Riding a roller coaster?
Every day.
Me Any and my buddy particular Nick. Roller coaster?
I feel like that has to be a good workout, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, probably like the Raven at Holiday World.
Okay.
And Splash and Safari.
Oh, okay. Is that another, that's not another ride? That's the name of the park?
Right. Congratulations.
Yes.
Moving on.
Splash and Safari at Holiday World. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So this is a water break because we just finished our first tier.
Water break.
So you can imbibe in your favorite drink
yes.
or
cool down thing. Which
cool down.
I have four
you have
cool down
beverages. Ooh. I am not drinking water.
I just have a beer.
A beer, which is probably not...
Not the best thing to use.
It's not going
to
be very effective. I don't feel super fiery right now, but I'm going to drink a little bit of my milkshake because it's melting, and I don't have a straw, so I'm going to just drink it open, raw dog.
Yeah, the lady yesterday at the hot spice place, hot sauce place, made it very clear that that was a poor decision on your part.
Yes.
And Amanda
yes.
said, fuck it, I do what I want.
Exactly.
Right. Same thing yeah. with alcohol. Like, don't drink water, don't drink alcohol. Clearly, this is why they tell you that.
All right.
Don't drink water, don't drink.
For our first aguamente break question.
Ooh.
So we're eating vegan hot wings today. This is also a question from Sophie Badger. What is each of your relationships with a plant-based diet, and how long has that been part of your life?
What an excellent question. Mm. You're going to have a much more interesting answer than I will, so you go first.
Well, I stopped eating meat in 1995 when I was 17, and I was vegetarian for maybe 2 or 3 months, and then I decided to embrace the vegan lifestyle, and here we are.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the best thing that I ever did for myself. I feel like it was truly what I was meant to be.
I love that. I just am not a picky eater at all. So, like, I was vegetarian for many, many years, but kind of because, like, meat kind of freaks me out. Like, I don't want to prepare it. I don't want to see it raw. It's one thing if I order, like, a burger or something that someone else made for me and looked at the raw meat, but I don't want to look at it. And I get really freaked out about, like, foodborne illness with things. We do not have meat in our house ever, even though I wouldn't consider myself a vegetarian.
Weren't you vegetarian for, like, 9 years, 10 years?
Yeah, from, like,
when I met you, you were vegetarian.
Yeah, I think it was, like, my early, like, the beginning of my teens up through, like, my early 20s-ish. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know. I'm just not picky.
And you also eat 100% plant-based dinners every single night.
At home, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Because I'm like, what am I going to do? Make a second meal for myself? I don't like meat enough to do that. Like, so that's my very uninteresting response to that. I'm like starting to sweat a little bit.
Oh, no.
Good.
We're just left
my tier nose one. Is starting to run.
We just left tier one.
No, I don't feel it, though.
Heading into tier two, though. Which Kev said will start bringing tears.
Right.
Okay. We have our next sauce, which is Chicken Nando's.
Chicken Nando's.
This is a peri-peri sauce, yeah. Which is made of fermented peppers. And yes. I have really fallen in love with the peri-peri sauces this past year.
Yes. So this is the hot, peri-peri hot. Now, I will say, pro tip, the Trader Joe's peri-peri sauce has a little more heat than this.
Didn't you say? Yeah, it's a little hotter.
I haven't tried this yet.
But they're both delicious.
Yeah, but we had to do Nando's because we're absolute legends.
Exactly. And I picked Peri Peri because I'm selfish and I just wanted the flavor of it.
That's not selfish. That's wonderful.
I feel like we're doing like a really weird Bob Ross canvas right now.
Yeah.
I just poured way too much.
Nando's.
This is a runny girl, just so you know.
That was a pre-warning.
That is a Natalia Ward level of Nando's sauce
right there. I know. God, I'm scared.
All right.
Choose your nuggets wisely.
Okay, you're going to get your own nugget.
Yeah, this is one. BYO nugget. I'm going to go with a lot. I'm going to drench it.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's got a great flavor.
All right. Oh, I love this flavor.
The flavor's great.
Oh, my gosh.
Not too hot.
That's not terrible. Yeah, the Trader Joe's stuff. Oh! Hit my throat and I've changed my mind. That's what she said.
Oh, it's cheeky.
Oh!
She was so lucky for it.
It's getting cheeky for sure.
It wasn't super hot, like, on my tongue, but back here.
When it hits the back of your throat.
It was like,
yeah.
It felt like it was way down my trachea.
Oh, just
all the that's what she says are
happening. You know.
We can only be so lucky.
All right. My nose is running. No one is keeping it together. Yes, please. Oh, my God.
Right. I used to date a girl named Trachea.
So
what is wrong with you?
Oh, God. Trachea. This question is a journey, so I apologize for the length of it.
That was the journey of Natty Gann.
Moving into our spicier tier. Speaking of stories about your relationship, you've touched on the legend of your first date a little bit in the podcast.
Yeah, it was
legendary. But I think the viewers deserve to kind of get a full picture of the story. And I have, like, it's like an essay question because I say, In the answer, you have to touch on these three things.
Oh.
First, Kevin, what does a text message that begins with Amanda dot, dot, dot have to do with anything? Amanda, why is it actually your fault that the date happened? And the third thing is, what the fuck does it have to do with Little House on the Prairie?
Ooh!
So okay. Your first date, but with those three elements. Yeah.
Okay. Our first date, let me take you back to May 15th, 2010. Yes. We went on a first date. The reason we went on this first date, I'm going to go ahead and hit point number two,
yep,
is because we had been a little flirtatious. We had been talking a little bit about maybe a little something, something. And then I walked up to him and where were we? Blue Post? Does Blue Post still exist?
It does.
It does? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we were in Blue Post. And I was like, are you going to ask me out or not?
No, it was actually at the bar that you worked that we met in.
Was it?
Yes.
It was
there.
He's got a
right at the corner.
Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, it was. Yeah. So we went on a date because I was basically like, should her get off the pot, kind of.
Now, the precursor to this was
me. You walked up to him and said, are you going to ask me out or not?
Like, well, yeah. What happened was I was pretty inebriated one night, and I texted her good friend, Ashley, Amanda dot, dot, dot.
Like, that's all it's
in my head. I was like, I'm going to plant a seed with her best friend. So then he went and told her. And then she was like, okay, well, if he's asking about me, then why is he not asking me out?
But that was like New Year's, wasn't it? The text message?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was New Year's.
I don't remember.
So it took him 5 months.
I feel like it did.
No.
Did it not? My timeline might be totally
messed
up.
Yeah, we were drinking quite a bit back then, all of us.
Yeah, you know.
The timelines are all crossed. Yes.
Okay, so that's the Amanda dot, dot, dot.
Yes.
Right?
You planted a seed, and it worked. You it completely worked. Yeah. Yes.
Where Little House comes into play is we were on our first date. We were walking downtown, and they had these, which are back now, crazily, but they had these, like, hurricane fences set up with these kind of T-shaped posts. Hmm. Because they were doing sewer work in the middle of the road. And so they wanted to keep the businesses open and allow people to walk the sidewalk. And one of the T's was up. So there was a piece of rebar stuck about 8 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
And we were walking and talking. We'd been on the river and things were going pretty good. And then she nailed her shin on one of those things.
It was
and
bad.
I could tell, like, she had tears in her eyes. Like, she was trying not to let me know how much it hurt, right? And I also didn't want to, like, baby her and offend her. So she went, oh, my God, and she's limping. She's like, now I feel like that little girl from this episode of Little House on the Prairie. And I said, who, Olga? You mean when Pa makes her the wooden shoe?
It's like,
and then she looked at me and she's like, wait, what? And we realized that we were both Little House on the Prairie fans.
Yes, yes. And the other legendary point about our first date is that it was 14 hours long. Not for the reasons that you think, you dirty
right.
people.
But our yes. second one was.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Our first date was just what we hung out for so long that we like went out at normal date time. And then by the time he left my house, which again, we were just hanging out at my house.
Yes.
The sun was coming up.
Drinking coffee.
And I got attacked by a bird.
And you got attacked by a bird.
Yes, I got attacked by a bird. I was taking the walk of shame, even though there was nothing to be ashamed of.
Thank you. Yes.
And I'd parked my car down by the river.
Down by the river.
My van, you know. And I went to get in my car, and I'm walking along the sidewalk. It's about 6:37 in the morning, and I just feel, boom, in the back of my head. What the hell? Turn around, you know, to look. There's nothing there. So I keep walking. Boom, something hits the back of my head. I turn around, there's a mockingbird, what's also known as a catbird in the South.
They're mean.
And this thing was mad. And he was sitting up in the bushes, making this little sound. And so I'm like, Jesus, dude, like, okay, I'm trying to get in my car. I take another step. He comes and full on attacks me. But now he's hovering in the air. Like, and so I start swinging on this dude. And I'm swinging, you know, duck and move. This is the sweet science. You know, I'm a boxer now. And I'm swinging at this dude. And at the time, I see some, like, equally hungover cats probably, like, on this curb across the street. And they're dying. They're, like, falling out laughing at me.
Wouldn't you be?
Because I'm trying to fight this bird. And I'm not connecting. The punches are not connecting.
It's a bird.
And so I go to get in my car really fast. I get in my car. And as I open the door and I'm going to sit in one last time, he just nails me with his beak right on the back. And then I shut my door real quick. And for a second, I thought maybe he was in the car with me.
You did Neville Longbottom. He's like, I'll fight you.
I'll fight you.
Like, it's like the reverse of the scene in 500 Days of Summer with like the bird, the cartoon bird.
Oh, right.
Except now it's trying to kill you.
Yes. Yes. I'm really glad you didn't take that as like some kind of omen. That.
Yeah. My mom would be like, I don't know. But she would also say, that bird could be Jesus.
What?
If you take the walk of shame and a bird attacks you, that is Jesus telling you to get your life right.
It wasn't a walk of shame, for the love of God.
It wasn't Jesus either.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What do we got next?
Lord, our next sauce, Kev, is your sauce.
Your sauce. So you can tell us all about this one.
Yeah, so this, I took green chilies, so not quite ripened into red, which means they're still hot, but not as flavorful as they would be when they're red. And I roasted them with olive oil and garlic, and then I mixed them with freshly pressed muscadine grape juice. So this is my roasted green chili. It's very liquidy, as you can see. I strained the crap out of it. Roasted green chili and muscadine grape. Kev's, blow your face off. Get your life right.
So this will be
Jesus bird sauce.
We have to call it Jesus bird sauce.
It's very liquidy too, so you might want to pour it directly on the nugget.
Okay.
Okay.
I will prep a nugget.
Prep the nuggets.
For you nugget and for me. And then I will hand the sauce over.
You don't want to do that.
Oh no. Give that one.
But okay, if you're gonna do that, then I'll do it too.
Okay. There you go. Oh no. Okay. Oh no.
So this is like on a level of 1 to 10 spicy, Kev. Where are we at here? The top.
It's grown a little bitter.
Okay.
Is it how's the spice level?
It's good.
Oh yeah, there's the heat. Hello.
Oh, it's a good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I like the bitter. Yeah. Especially because the Nando's has a little sweetness to it. Yeah. So, and that's just been lingering in the back of my mouth the last.
That's really nice, honey. Jesus bird sauce for
Jesus
the win.
Bird sauce.
Oh, it sneaks up on ya.
You
can call
it the catbird seat.
The catbird seat.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the catbird seat. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh yeah, it like kind of, it sort of grows. Jesus Christ, why does everything sound like a euphemism?
Everything is.
Okay.
This is hot wands, after all.
It's true. Yeah.
Which I've been calling hot wangs all week.
You've
on
been
accident.
Calling it hot wangs a lot, I've noticed. I wasn't sure if that was a deliberate choice.
We have
at some point it became a choice, but the first six times was accidental.
There's a business no less than 1/2 mile from where we currently sit. And their sign says, we turn wings into wangs.
Yeah.
Which sounds like you turn chicken into dicks.
It does.
It does.
But what it means is we turn your ordinary chicken wing into something you can be proud of.
Shouting out a local business. That is Foo Wangs. Foo Wangs. In Wilmington, they make the best
wings. The tip
wings.
Of my tongue is
all right.
Starting to feel weird.
So, well, Kev said that he couldn't taste anything yesterday for the rest of the day after he finished with one of the sauces.
Yeah.
So,
Well. That's fun.
For our final question of tier two, music is such a central piece of your personal lives. And also your lives together. You guys go on a lot of concerts together. You listen to music all the time. If you had to choose a single album which someone could listen to and learn something important about you as a person, what would that album be? And then what album would you choose as a couple for your relationship?
Ooh.
Wowzers.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, my. It's going to take a little thought. And my tongue's getting a little rowdy.
It's a rowdy tongue.
You have to answer the question before the water break. So.
Okay, so I found myself almost just reaching for my milkshake. Is I going to go?
Sorry, the
aquamentary
break
not
is
time.
Next. Yeah.
So my album probably for me would be one of my favorite albums of all time, which is Ben Folds 5, Whatever and Ever Amen. Which is a great, great, great album from start to finish. The reason why it would say something about me, I don't know. I think because it's overall fun, but it has like, at least it tells you a lot about my musical taste. Like overall, it doesn't make me feel sad, but there are a couple of moments where you get that little cathartic sadness.
Right.
That's what it is. What's yours?
Oh, I can think of like 5.
Okay, Rob.
But probably the Sundays, Static and Silence.
Oh, yeah, nice. That's a classic one.
Just lyrically and mood-wise and the type of jangly 90s guitar. It's possibly my favorite album of all time.
That's so great. What about ours together?
I don't know if there are any albums that we listen to together, but I think we could each probably think of an album that makes us think about the other one.
Well, I think you could probably also think about it in like the vinyl album sense. So it could be like a single, I guess,
or
like an EP.
Yeah. Well, obviously Otis Redding, Cigarettes and Coffee comes to mind.
That's our song.
That's our song. We danced to that at our wedding.
Pixies.
Pixies, we're both big Doolittle, Pixies fans. Probably specifically. Yeah.
Pixies, Doolittle would be a good album.
I'm going with Pixies, Doolittle.
And that has Hey on it, which is your favorite song.
Which is my favorite song of all time. Yeah. Yes, exactly. All right. Look at you, knowing things.
I know things. I drink and I know things. All right, so it's Aguamente break.
Oh, yay. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, because, yeah, it's...
It's about to get spicy.
It's about to... Fuck.
Yeah, we're about to hit the top three.
It's not good. This is now just... cold chocolate milk.
Yep. I mean, that's
fine. Really, I mean, it's fine. It's delicious, but it's not really a shake anymore.
All right. So for our Aguamente question, in an alternate reality where Kevin was convincing Amanda to watch or read or listen to something she was a virgin to or had just actively avoided for the last 10 years, but he was super passionate about it, what would that podcast have been about?
Oh, like it could be a movie or a franchise or something?
Oh, that's a great question.
Wow.
Oh, I think I know.
Probably Willow.
I was thinking Willow or the Back to the Future trilogy.
Oh, definitely. Yes, because we brought that up on the show so much. Yes, the Back to the Future trilogy.
Which, to be clear, I have seen the original Back to the Future like once when I was probably 9. Hmm. But to me, that still counts as being like a virgin to the series.
That's rough.
It's Back to the Future.
Right. Yes. I wonder how she gets through her existential questions if she doesn't have a Back to the Future life.
I find a way.
Gonna go back in time.
Back in time.
I've never watched the third Back to the Future.
Is it the one with Mary Steenburgen?
Oh, yeah. ZZ Top.
What?
So good.
ZZ You've Top never mentioned ZZ Top.
I do my killing after breakfast.
Yeah. I didn't know that was ZZ Top. Like, you quote that line all the time.
ZZ Top didn't say that line. They just happened to be in it.
I'm so confused.
Who said that line? Mary Steenburgen.
Marty McFly.
Okay.
Just bring up it's like random character, random line. Just
Mr. Mike Fox. Perhaps you've heard of him.
I have, Yeah, it's a very big deal.
So we're heading into the final tier of sauces.
Here come the tiers.
So this is sauce number 6.
Yes.
And hey, John.
Hey, John.
So Josh picked this out because it's black cherry vanilla bourbon-infused chipotle habanero hot sauce.
I saw bourbon.
And it is from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah. Yes. Let me hold it up to the camera.
You write bourbon on something.
And it says Cajun. Like Cajun.
But we call it Cajun.
I tried this one yesterday.
You got to shake it up really
well. It's good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it is mostly a habanero-based sauce. So we're stepping it up, pepper-wise.
It's good. It's definitely no joke.
I bought it thinking it would be a mid-range sauce. It's clearly not.
I mean, it's upper mid-range. Yeah. It's appropriate.
That's easy. That's good. That's fun.
Easy
killer.
Easy. Okay. Thank you. So black cherry vanilla. What, you said it was habanero?
I can see that your nugget is as big as mine.
All right. Oh, it's so nice. It's just like cherry at first, and then...
It's like bourbon-soaked cherry.
Mm-hmm. And then it starts to get... Oh, yeah.
It blossoms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It starts to get hot.
Mm. That's really good.
That's very good. I'm terrified. I'm terrified moving forward.
You will not... You should let me pour the next two.
Okay. I'm fine with that. That's okay.
Just do like a LaCroix version. Just like wave the chicken over it.
That's starting to hint of hot sauce. That's starting to wake me up.
The
pores are starting to open a little bit.
Yeah, that one has like my whole tongue tingly instead of just the tip. Just the tip.
You just keep going there, man. All right. So, Sophie Badger provided us with several interesting questions. I think this is
Badger's
the last
on fire lately.
Badger's totally on fire.
Yeah, this is the last Sophie Badger question. So, we are all definitely fans of food, and we love to cook for each other. But you guys are also incredible connoisseurs of food. Kevin's a fantastic cook. You're a brilliant baker.
Why, thank you.
So Sophie Badger's question was, if you could order the perfect meal from any time period, money, no object, what would your appetizer, salad, entree, and dessert be?
I surprisingly, I know the answer to all of these.
Really?
Except maybe salad. Okay. So appetizer, my favorite appetizer of all time.
I guess you could do a soup instead of a salad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is right here in Wilmington at circa 1922. They have these prosciutto wrapped dates that also like have fucking like, it's either blue cheese or goat cheese in the middle. My God. It's so good. That would be my appetizer. Soup or salad, really just a classic Caesar salad, but like a good Caesar salad. My entree, which is the best thing I have ever had, like at a restaurant, is, it's not open anymore, but in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, there used to be a restaurant called Dumont, and they had something called the Dumac and cheese. Oh, and it was like four different kinds of cheese, and it also had, there was bacon involved, and it just was next level good. It was so delicious. And then for dessert, probably this little dome thing that I got when we were on our honeymoon in Paris from Des Gâteaux et du Pain, which was like this little, which is of cake and bread. And it was like this little dome of like mousse. It was very French and very delicious. Okay, what about you?
So for appetizer, I'm going to have the fried pickles from the company Bean, the restaurant Bean in Charlotte.
Yes, Bean.
Yeah, so fried pickles is my appetizer. For my salad, I will have a spinach salad, which needs to be loaded with artichoke hearts, Kalamata olives, something sweet, and something hot. Like maybe some maple roasted pecans, and then like some peri-peri sauce.
Yes.
I think a peri-peri sauce vinaigrette or something.
For my entree, it's going to be the vegan sausage dogs that we got in Luxembourg Gardens in France.
Oh, those were good, yeah.
Loaded with everything that you can think of and French fries.
Always
French fries also have to be filled with brown gravy. Every last one of them.
This is his dream. It's like a French fry injector. filled
this is
with
my
brown
dream.
Gravy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And your dessert?
Oh, my dessert?
Because surely the French fries injected with gravy is not dessert.
My dessert would be a chocolate milkshake.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I have a chocolate milkshake that you can't have.
Just like you.
That was rude of me.
I get my own chocolate milkshake.
So before we hit the final two hot sauces, we have our final aguamente break.
Oh, good. Okay.
So you can chill your tongue.
Yeah, because it's tingling.
Mm-hmm. That I really like that.
Cajun is very good.
All right. So for our aguamente question, if you could change only one aspect of the Harry Potter series, either film or movie.
There's so much.
And it can be a plot point, a treatment of a theme or a character, etc. What would you change? And why do you think that one change would improve the overall series?
Oh, God.
Whoa.
I'm going to go with the easy answer, which is that I would change the screen adaptation from 8 very questionable movies to maybe a 7-season long, more of a TV setup where an episode is a chapter or something like that. Yeah. And that would be my most obvious change. There's a whole lot of things thematically that should be changed, but I can't pick just one. So
I think what I would change is I would add a lot more history to the relationship between Voldemort and his rise to power and the different groups of people, giants, goblins, etc. The centaurs, what's their story? What's Aragog's long story?
Yeah.
I would love to see a Tolkien-esque expansion.
That'd be cool.
Of all of those type of characters.
So you love it. Silmarillion from Hogwarts or whatever.
Yes.
I had to add. There's a little tiny bit on your mustache. There you go. Gone.
Jesus. Okay.
The Silmarillion, I had to Google that because it's a line in Puffs. And I was like, I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's like hey, you want to know what's the lore of Middle Earth? Here's a book.
It's a primer.
The lore of Middle Earth.
Oh, yeah. Oh my. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I feel like things are about to accelerate very quickly. The one on your side is the next one.
Yeah. I would advise.
Oh, I thought Fiery Fool is
number nine or number seven. Yes. This one was actually, we found out after we bought it, was actually on Hot Ones in season six. It was the number nine.
You'll want to put a dot.
It says the hottest sauce in the world without extract.
Right. Which means they're not extracting from peppers. They're just using actual peppers.
So, like, these pepper names sound like war crimes.
It's basically the Jaloka, however you say it. I can't remember. It's basically like Scorpion, Ghost, and Reaper are all in this. So, yeah, three of the hottest peppers in the world.
Primo 7 pot, which does sound like a
Trinidad. Pot in there?
I mean,
dang, both.
Let me see this one. Okay, so I'm going to show this to the camera, and then I'm going to smell it.
Don't smell it.
I want to smell it.
You probably shouldn't.
Waft. Yes,
waft.
Don't stick your nose. Don't.
Nope. You're going to get kicked out of lab class for that.
Smells like hell.
You can smell it.
Like actual, literal hell.
I'm not smelling it.
I'm going to, take it over, Chief.
So is this the one you did the toothpick of yesterday?
No, you tried more of this one, right? The toothpick was the big bad boy. Oh, it was a toothpick of this one too. Great.
So both of them were
great
toothpicks. That is a very conservative dot of hot sauce.
Well, we're gonna eat it all.
We might need to take an aguamente break between.
That's wise. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Ooh, oh no.
I don't know if the camera's picking it up.
So
but
much faster.
I will tell you that each of the dots that we have are about two times what I tasted yesterday. That almost gave me a stroke.
So, oh, fun. Yeah, okay, well, here's this.
We have the emergency on speed.
I will say, do not just dread the heat. Also, savor the flavor before the heat comes and kind of ruins it.
All right. So it's got good flavor, at least, you're saying. Okay.
Oh, no. I'm so scared.
Okay, immediately the flavor's good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I had enough on there.
No, it got lost in the nugget.
Should we do more? Oh, no, they're telling us yes. Oh, no. Okay. Okay.
The crew is saying more.
Yeah, because
we need to get it. We need it on the tongue, week, you know?
So, Yeah.
All right. Let's dial it up.
Like that or more?
Yeah, no more than that.
Oh.
The crew is telling us more.
They're not eating it.
They're trying to make Amanda cry.
Why do you want to see me cry?
I really like the flavor, and so I don't want the heat to kill that because the flavor is great. Oh, no, I had a big dot. Oh,
okay. Oh, man, I think like a little bit of it just went. Oh, there she is. Yeah. It's nice.
It is.
No.
No, Amanda. Okay, so while Amanda's burning, here's your question.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh,
there
God.
For a brief yet challenging question, as we near the end of our section here, for each of you, I wrote this question at 1:40 in the morning, so let me. What thing, it can be a skill, intelligence, etc., do you think that you are the best at of all the people that you know?
Oh.
Wow.
This is awful.
Eating hot sauce?
Maybe like. Kevin's going to laugh at me because I say this a lot, but. Oh my God, ow! That's not what I say a lot. This hurts so much. Probably, ouch, having ADHD means that I'm very good at seeing patterns. Because I'm good at seeing patterns, I can usually tell if someone is not acting like themselves. Mm. And so I feel like I'm pretty perceptive about like sensing if something is wrong. I want to stop talking now because ow.
Are you thinking of something that you think I'm better at?
I think there's a lot of things that you're great at.
Oh, the next half of the question is you're going to tell me what Kev's best at.
Oh, okay. So that made me thinking. Oh my God. Ow.
I think that I'm best at probably organizing large amounts of information in an analog way down to a manageable level.
It just keeps getting worse.
It's building. It's just like... and then, Kev, what is Amanda greatest at of anybody that you know? And Amanda, what is Kev best at?
Are we allowed to drink something or do we have to wait for the break?
I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm not holding you at gunpoint. This is your game. but I think you have to finish the question.
What do I think Amanda's best at? I think Amanda is best at upgrading anything from the level that it's at.
Hmm. Oh, that's very nice.
Like, if you showed her your tablecloth, she would say, I can find a level above that tablecloth without you spending a fortune.
Hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. I think that you are definitely best at keeping a very cool head in times of crisis. Hmm.
And not keeping a cool head all the rest of the time.
That was not the implication and not what I said. I feel like I feel like my tongue is large in my mouth, like larger than it typically. Yeah. Like, is that a thing that happens? Does it swell your tongue?
I only Google searched, does hot sauce burn you? I didn't Google search anything else.
Can we drink things now?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's terrible. Fiery fool.
I feel like my cheeks are like bright red. They feel bright red.
They're pink.
They're always pink.
So that one you feel in the mouth and you feel in the face. The next one you will feel in the scalp, the spine, the femur, the tibula, the fibula.
Those things are not connected to my digestive tract.
Tibia and fibula combined.
Oh, no.
Tibula.
The phalanges.
Oh, those tissues go.
Beer is like not the thing to drink. We have any peanut butter around?
Yes. You want some peanut butter?
And bread?
I have bread, I have peanut butter, and I have oat
milk.
You're
like a magician with your little
look at that,
hidden thing under
here. You want the bread or the peanut butter?
Because
we have to prepare for
a piece of bread is fine. Just a little chunk of bread.
Oh, my God.
Because we need to prepare ourselves for this final one.
We're like little ducks. Look at this.
Little duck breads.
Do you want some bread, Josh?
I do. Thank you. I'm just going to tear off this piece right here. Some thick bread.
It's very fluffy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to think that my maintained composure means I'm not dying in
time. Mm-hmm. If I had to answer the question about what you're best at, it's like having a freaking poker face. It's not going away.
I don't know how the person who we are borrowing this idea from eats these hot sauces every day and just sits there.
Mm-mm. Not a clue. Right. The milkshake helps.
Yeah.
That lady. Take that lady at the store. It totally does help.
My nose is running. I hope the camera's not picking it up.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
No, but I want to get it the fuck over with.
Okay. So our final... the final question, which we're going to call the Fiend Fire Bite.
Yes.
Are we going to eat first, or?
Do you want me to ask the question first and then eat after? I don't think those are the rules. I don't know what the rules are.
Sorry. I'm confused. I don't know what the rules are.
Yeah. I feel scared.
I'm addle-minded.
This is our final one.
You have Dave's Ghost Pepper Gourmet Hot Sauce.
I tried this yesterday.
It's spooky.
And it's... made in San Rafael, California. It's a serious sauce. This is not for people like us.
My mouth is still fully on fire maybe from the last one.
All of your capsaicin receptors are full, and so this one won't be able to...
I don't think so, Josh.
Just let me live in the hope.
That was a waste.
Kev was toothpicking it yesterday.
You should just hit ours.
Here he's deep dishing it.
I know.
Ugh.
Oh, God.
You will
want. Oh, I
want
to smell that one.
We will throw. We will throw most of that away. You will want just.
I want to smell it. I want to smell
seriously
it.
Waft it.
It really helps me.
Seriously, waft it. I can smell it from here. Just waft it.
Well, fuck.
This is ghost peppers. These are.
Okay, that almost made me sneeze. Oh no! Oh.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
I want to see how much everyone's dipping here.
You said a toothpick was what you had yesterday.
I'm going to do a corner. See about how much I have? Mm-hmm. That's too much.
That's way too much. Half as much as you do.
I'm going to wipe some off. But maybe to get lost in the nugget, like the first one, we have to go in again. Let's see.
I don't. Well, because the rules of the final dab are, but we didn't do that. So we don't. That's okay. We don't need to do that.
We don't need to do what?
What are the rules of the final dab?
You add an extra dab. Yeah! Oh, immediate heat.
Give me a second.
I think we should go in again.
I think it might have gotten lost in the nug. Yeah. Okay. I mean... I taste that.
So this time, take the hot sauce and directly hit your tongue with the sauce.
So then the fiend fire bite is direct on the tongue bite.
Look at Josh went deep. Josh.
No.
I'm so worried about him. I'm going to do a big fat one too.
I did grow up eating spicy foods.
Get off of there.
All right. Directly on the tongue.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna double dip. It's good.
No, this is
the flavor is amazing.
The flavor is really good.
Oh, but now I won't be able to taste anything for the rest of the
That's what I think my tongue might be actually damaged.
Don't touch your eyes. Don't touch your eyes.
Did you just touch your eyes?
No.
Oh, it's happening.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So
no, I don't know.
Let me ask the question while we die.
Oh.
All right, for our final question. We've joined you on so many adventures.
Yes.
And heard stories of so many more.
It's been a ride.
From your meeting to dating, that one time you took a break but rekindled your love.
Right.
Getting engaged, married, traveling to Paris for your honeymoon.
Yes.
And now welcoming little Paris into your life. Aside from the adventures that you've already begun, what do you see as the next great adventure for yourselves as both individuals and as a couple?
Oh,
eating some bread.
Oh, fuck.
Merry Christmas. One and all.
Oh, God, this is terrible. That's the oat milk.
That was Amanda's oat milk.
Oh, there's oat milk in there?
Yes.
Please give it to me.
I'm pondering, I promise.
I would say the biggest part of our next adventure is raising our daughter.
Yeah. This is awful. I'm like, I'm ever going to see my daughter.
Mostly
again.
What we're focusing on is
on the side of your, just like a dot of sweat.
What? Where? What's happening?
Just like, where is the sweat appearing from?
Here-ish, I think.
I think mostly we're focusing on raising our beautiful daughter and all the things she's going to learn, the things that we can expose her to.
Not the sauce.
She can do what she wants when she's old.
I gotta eat another nugget.
Yeah, I could be another nugget with no sauce.
I'm gonna, like, try to counteract it with, like, one of the other sauces.
No, that's not going to work.
You don't know that.
What's our next adventure, honey? Answer the man.
God
knows this is running so
bad.
Why did I double dip? It was stupid. And
I flew too close to the sun. next great adventure. I don't know, like, maybe we might go camping sometime.
Oh,
Amanda doesn't even like camping.
I fucking hate camping.
We might drive down the road. I don't know.
This might be the end of my life today, right now.
Maybe like taking our daughter to the city of her namesake.
There we go.
Take her to that little puppet show we went to.
That thing was weird.
We might go camping. I don't know. Go to the mall.
I wish this nugget was an ice cube. That Dave's is not.
I have
a joke,
no more milkshake.
Oh.
Mm. Oh. No, it's still there.
It's bad, guys. It's bad.
I need bread.
Remember how I said on one of the episodes when you're a little kid and you get hurt, you say, somebody call my mom.
Yeah.
Could somebody call my mom?
Can we call Becky, please?
Becky.
Becky.
I told you so.
I know. We cannot tell Becky. Becky will give us I told you so. The bread does not help. Bread doesn't help.
No, bread is stupid. I hate bread. Like you hate camping.
Yeah. What about peanut butter? Do you have spoon? I have peanut butter. I just don't have a spoon. Oh. Look, I'm a fucking wizard.
What else you got, Josh?
Well, so that was your couple adventure. What do you see as your own next individual adventure?
Wow.
It just keeps building, Kim.
It's just not, it's just the same. It's just relentless pain.
For me, small time, I would like to do a big Pennsylvania roller coaster trip and go to Kennywood and Hershey Park and Watamere and Knoebels and pop over to Allentown to go to Dorney Park. So I'd like to do a fall roller coaster adventure. As far as like something major, then me and my buddy Chris Rankin, not the actor from the Harry Potter movies,
different Chris Rankin.
We both figured out after being friends for a few years that both of us have the same dream spot in mind that we want to go to, and that is East Africa, specifically Lake Victoria.
Mm. That would be beautiful. Peanut butter helps a little tiny bit.
Okay.
Just a little bit. Personal adventure. I might have destroyed all my chances of this now, but I'd really like to elevate my voiceover life and voiceover career-ish. But I think I might have destroyed my vocal cords and the whole setup just now. Yeah. You want some peanut butter?
I had some already.
How?
With that there spoon I done put yonder.
Oh, you did it right. I'm hallucinating now, so. Well.
Well, that is all of our hot sauces and all of our spicy questions.
Oh, my God. I'm always going to feel this. It's never going to go away.
How long did it last yesterday?
Yeah, good question.
How long is a piece of string?
That's a really obscure question.
Too damn long. That's how long.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
You might never see us again.
Yes.
Oh.
Thank you to our crew.
Yes.
Brendan,
thank you, crew.
Nick, Hank.
Oh, my God. I have no more.
I just thought of a really good idea.
What?
We should do one of these hot sauce challenges. Bring a little of this hot sauce in a tiny little container when we're in queue for a roller coaster, right before we board. Boom, dab the tongue, no water, get on, and then ride the whole roller coaster.
What is
and
wrong
you can't
with
get any
you?
Water until you get back.
Have fun. I am not doing that. I already have to mentally prepare myself like crazy for a roller coaster and feel like I'm going to almost throw up. I'm not combining that.
This is the final chicken piece.
Is that the last chicken? Where are you dipping it in, Josh?
This one.
Which one is that one?
He's going back cherry. For more of this psychopath.
Yeah. Oh, he's crazy. Thank you to our host. Oh,
thank you for having me.
What
thank you,
great Josh. Questions.
And thank you to the Foxies who provided some questions.
Thank you, Foxies. Yeah. We are taking a 2-week break for our tongues to regrow.
Yeah, so we can talk again.
Mm-hmm.
Skelegrow grows bones. Lingua grow?
There we go. Lingua grow. Yeah. Sure, we just invented that. Yeah. We'll be back with season 8 when we have tongues again.
Yes.
So,
and that will be headcanons and fan theories?
Headcanons and origin and stories. Harry Potter origin stories.
Origin stories.
So if you have not yet submitted your own personal origin story to the Fox and the Foxhound, make sure you do.
Do it. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And don't do any of this ever.